pain and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wall Street. Quick reminder, the boys opening round 281 conference action tomorrow has been postponed to Monday. We will keep the same schedule. As far as I've been told, it will be a 1 o'clock game for Weston and Springs boys on Monday. But again, tomorrow's boys 281 action has been rescheduled. The Tigers home and away tonight, obviously postponed, and that one rescheduled. I think they already rescheduled the girls' game, or the boys' game, I think. But tune in tomorrow morning. Jeff Duffy will have the skinny. He'll have the scores. He'll have the schedule. He'll have the whole situation figured out for you right here on KOKK. And also, you know, grab a little breakfast, talk to a few coaches. Dakota Sports Saturday in all of its glory tomorrow morning right here on KOKK. And then again, the boys, 281 opening round Monday, and you can expect about a 12:50 pregame, 1 o'clock tip-off for the boys over right here, rather, on 1210 KOKK. Then Tuesday, round two of the and then, of course, Thursday will be the big marathon day. It's 8 games in a row from the Huron Arena, the marathon day, the longest day in basketball. Covered wall-to-wall, of course, on Dakota Sports. So our final game of the night, number 3, Iroquois Lake Preston. The Sharks and Mike Moore come in at 6-3. 6-seed at Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. Christy Smith, 2 wins and 6 losses on this season. 3 games in the books today. Saw top-seeded Weston Springs beat Sunshine Bible 52-14. James Valley Christian, a winner over Highmore Herald, 53-32. And Sanborn Central Woonsocket beat Wolsey Washington 50-35. Our final game, Hitchcock Tulare, Iroquois Lake Preston. I think they're praising the officials at the current time. And, of course, we'll bring you those officials. As always, the reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Joel Osborne, Brendan Roth, and Bob DeBoer for game number 4. Again, your law on the floor, Bob DeBoer, Brendan Roth, and Joel Osborne. As always, the reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Back to the studios for 2 minutes. We'll get your starting lineups when we come back, and we'll be about ready for tip-off. We got Hitchcock Tulare and Iroquois Lake Preston next on 1210 KOKK.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now, exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolfie's starting lineup here for our fourth of four. Hitchcock, Dooler, Christy Smith, the sixth seed at 2-6. They'll start Cambry Hookman, Rebecca Heisinger, Grayson Bixler, Isabel Gilbert, and Caitlin Schrader. Again, Schrader, Gilbert, Bixler, Heisinger, and Hookman. They'll wear the blue unis with the red numbers and the white outline. Mike Moore of the Iroquois Lake Preston Sharks will start Addison Moore, Kira Dubrow, Faith Stephenson, Rebecca Bish, and Hadley Holt. Again, Holt, Bish, Stephenson, Dubrow, and Moore. Iroquois Lake Preston, the Sharks, the white unis with the maroon numbers. Bench for Christy Smith, Tess Bixler, Emma Schneider, Emery Arthur, Jocelyn Wagner, Regan Luter, Olivia Knox, Rachel Heisinger, and Riley Knox. Reserves for Mike Moore, Elena Campagnolo, Shanoa Harris, Josephine Camp, Britton Davies, Natalie Cundy, Faith Stephenson, or Faith a starter, Skyla Harris, Julio Bertoldo, and Satoya Myers. First possession will go to Hitchcock Tulare as the Patriots try to strike first in this one. Just underway, Hookman fires for three. No good, but a rebound by Heisinger. Put back is short, but a whistle and a foul on the Sharks. A couple of free throws coming in the game's opening seconds as first foul tonight will go on Kira Dubrow. Free throws here for the sophomore Rebecca Heisinger. Free throw hits the heel, pops straight up in the air, but it's going to fall in. Heisinger first points of the game, chance to make it an early two-point lead. It's Hitchcock Tulare, the sixth seed at 2-6. Free throw hits the heel all the way down into the corner, chased down by Faith Stephenson. So Heisinger, 1-2 from the line, 1-0 Patriots. Addison Moore across midcourt for the Sharks. Pass inside Dubrow, back outside. Corner three by Bish is no good. Heisinger for the rebound. Heisinger pass ahead to Schrader. Schrader, the baseline runner, up and over, rebounded by Hadley Holt. Hold the handoff here for Bish. Bish across the timeline. Leaves it up top for Addison Moore. On the left wing now for Dubrow. Dubrow back to Stephenson. Addison Moore again on the wing. Moore drives, steps through, splits a double team. Off the window, it's too strong. And the rebound is out off Stephenson. So the Patriots, again, holding on to an early 1-0 lead. Inbound with the length of the court to go. Just underway here at our fourth of four. A minute in, 1-0 Patriots. Here's a corner three by Schrader. That's off the mark. Rebound, though, by Hookman, and they'll get another look. Hookman just right at the top of the key on the dribble. Guarded by Stephenson. Stomps on the wing. Now dumps it down into the right corner for Grayson Bixler. Here's a shot, no good. Heisinger got the rebound. Heisinger missed the putback. Rebound tipped and Addison Moore at it. Moore the other way. Going to leave it on the baseline for Dubrow. Boy, she ran into the defender. Probably lucky she didn't get called for the travel. Ended up giving the basketball up anyway. Here's Schrader at the other end. Heisinger inside for Bixler. Bixler back outside on the wing right side. It's Isabel Gilbert. Now Hookman. Hookman top of the key. Back to Gilbert right wing. Heisinger high post, backdoor cut, Schrader, pass knocked out of bounds by Stephenson. Shot clock at 15 for Hitchcock-Tulare. Patriots, a 1-0 lead, 2 minutes in, here in Wolsey. Bounce pass into Hookman. Up top for Schrader, right wing Gilbert. Gilbert Heisinger a high post, back outside. Schrader looks at three, won't fire. Final seconds of the shot clock. Hookman from the corner, inside to Heisinger, backs it in off the window, up and in. Rebecca Heisinger, all three of the points in a game, 3-0 Patriots. Addison Moore to the other end, just left of the top of the key, cross-court Stephenson. Back up top, now left wing Dubrow. Inside, outside, Hadley Holt to Bish. Bish looks at three, won't fire. Heisinger trying to save it in, couldn't keep it in bounds. So Iroquois Lake Preston will get it again with a fresh shot clock. 5:18 to play first quarter, 3-0 the Patriots lead. Dubrow in, out by Bish. So again, the Sharks will inbound. Be Karen Dubrow to bring it in for Iroquois Lake Preston. Trying the backdoor cut. Moore has to save it in. She does, but it's saved into Hookman. Cambry to the other end for Hitchcock-Tulare. Hookman right wing down to Bixler in the corner. Bixler inside Schrader. Boy, Schrader and Stephenson getting after it. And there's the whistle. I was kind of wondering. Oh, they're calling it travel. I was kind of wondering if they weren't going to, at the very least, get a whistle to let them know that that sort of horseplay would not be tolerated, but maybe not. Here's Moore, a step-back three. No good. Hookman the rebound. Camry ahead to Schrader. Schrader back to Hookman. Hookman top of the key. 4:45 left in the first quarter. Hitchcock-Tulare out to a 3-0 lead. Pass inside Heisinger to Schrader. Schrader working against Stephenson and a whistle. Couple of free throws coming as Faith Stephenson picks up her first. Schrader to the free throw line, trying to extend this early Patriot lead. First free throw rattles a bit, but it's going to go. So two free throws and a field goal, and the Patriots lead 4-0. Schrader ready with another free throw. That one halfway down the can and pops out. Rebound Hadley Holt. Here come the Sharks. 4-0 Patriots. Addison Moore left wing. Drives past one. Tried to leave it for Dubrow. Got it slapped right back into her own hand. Here's Moore out near the timeline. 20 on the shot clock. 4:20 to play opening quarter. Holt in the corner. Back up to Moore. Addison on the right wing. Now Stephenson free throw line. She drives. Blocked. And grabbed by number four, Isabel Gilbert. So Gilbert, not only the block, but the steal as well. And the Patriots, a 4-0 lead. Chance to add on to that. Pass inside. Schrader fouled. Well, I guess not Schrader, it's Gilbert, but either way, the Patriots going to shoot some more free throws. And the foul's called on Kara Dubrow. So now she has two. Faye Stephenson, the other one, is the team with three personal fouls early on, and Gilbert will knock down the first on this trip. Iroquois Lake Preston will bring Shanoa Harris in for the first time tonight. Second free throw is good for Gilbert. There was a change here for Hitchcock-Tulare as well, as Emery Arthur comes in for the first time tonight. Bish out near the timeline, off to Addison Moore. 6-0, the Sharks trail here to the sixth-seeded Hitchcock-Tulare Patriots. Here's a three, top of the key. That one's good for Rebecca Bish. And the Sharks will cut the Patriot lead in half, 6-3. Hookman across midcourt, trying to pass it off, and did at the last second to Emery Arthur. Arthur back to Hookman. Schrader on the baseline, ran into a triple team and traveled. I think a couple of Sharks defenders were just about ready to unleash some not such kind words there. They thought it was one of them that was whistled for a foul, and oh, the elation on their face that it was a travel. So the Sharks get it back down 6-3 with 3 minutes to play in the first, and here's a kick by Schrader. So Iroquois Lake Preston, the 3 seed in this tournament, 6 wins, 3 losses on this season, nearing the midway point here. In fact, their 10th game here tonight, and a little bit of a slow start for the Sharks. Here's another shot blocked by Heisinger, but into the hands, back out to Moore. Moore for three. The step back three is too strong. And Stephenson just kind of right place, right time, popped right back into her hand. She threw it out to Moore. Moore no good on the three. And the Patriots, a 6-3 lead with 2:45 to play here in the first. And Hitchcock Tulare with the basketball back as Stephenson just decides she's committing a foul. That is all there is to it. Stephenson has two. Kara Dubrow has two, and that's all four in the game. There are no fouls as of yet on Hitchcock Tulare. Gilbert, the inbounds to Arthur. Arthur to Hookman. Hookman on the right wing, working off the Heisinger screen. Hand off, top of the key. And now here's a drive and a steal by Moore as she tied up Emery Arthur. And they will end up calling the jump ball. Iroquois Lake Preston will have it. Rebecca Bish will bring it in. The inbounds to Addison Moore. Moore across the timeline with 2:20 to play in the opening quarter. 6-3, the sixth-seeded Hitchcock Tulare Patriots leading the third-seeded Iroquois Lake Preston Sharks. Stephenson stepping through one. Can't hit. Rebound Gilbert. Gilbert over to Emery Arthur. Arthur across the timeline. Cross court to Hookman. Hookman a deep three. Came up short. Gilbert, the offensive rebound, and she traveled. Just got caught between steps. Thought she was going to just dump it right off to Hookman, but Hookman cut to the top, and Gilbert was either going to be a turnover or a turnover, so she took the travel. Minute 50 left in the first. Still 6-3, Hitchcock Tulare leading. Moore on the right wing, and another pass tipped up, and another steal by the Patriots. Isabel Gilbert comes away with it. Hookman ahead to Arthur, back to Hookman, top of the key. Back to Emery Arthur, trying to set up Heisinger, doing a pretty good job in there. It's Hadley Holt. Here's a Schrader three, and that one's good. Schrader's first field goal, just the second field goal for the Patriots, but leading 9-3 as the Sharks have made a single three in this matchup. It was Bish, here she is in the corner. Back to Moore. Moore just inside the free throw line. Got the contact, so forced the shot because she knew she was going to the free throw line, so you might as well try to make it a bonus. Fouls on Caitlin Schrader. That's her first. That is her team's first with a minute 12 to play here in the first quarter. Addison Moore to the line. Moore looking for her first points of the night as the only scoring so far that Bish three. First field goal for Moore is no good. Second free throw for Addison Moore on the way. That one is good. So Moore splits a pair. Makes it 9-4 Patriots. Cambry Hookman in the backcourt. Hookman across the timeline. A pass to Schrader. Schrader looking underneath for Heisinger. Moore got in the way and knocked it out of bounds. So the Patriots will inbound, leading 9-4 with a minute 4 to play in quarter number 1. Inside Heisinger. Heisinger trying to pass it to Schrader, but Schrader was double-teamed. They ended up giving it up, but the Sharks stepped out of bounds. So Patriots will still have it. Fresh shot clock, a minute to play opening quarter, and Hitchcock Tulare leading 9-4. Inbounds, Hookman, quick three, no good. Long rebound in the corner is tipped out by Hadley Holt, and they almost gave it away. Holt ahead to Moore. Moore, top of the key, drive, splits the entire Patriot team, and will go to the free throw line. She was determined to make it to the basket on that possession. The foul's on Rebecca Heisinger. That's her first, team second. We'll go to the line with Addison Moore. Moore 1-for-2 tonight. She'll shoot 2 on this trip. First is up and in. Another free throw coming for Moore, trying to cut it to a single possession here. Second free throw is good. So she's 3 out of 4 from the line. She's got 3 to match Rebecca Bish's 3, and it's 9-6 Patriots. 40 seconds to play opening quarter as Hookman shy of the timeline and threw it across midcourt, finds Heisinger open. Moore, the hustle play to get back as they had Isabel Gilbert wide open underneath the basket, but Moore closes quickly, streaks in and knocks that one out of bounds. So the Patriots will inbound with 37 seconds to play in the first quarter, leading 9-6. Pass inside, knocked away, stolen by Holt. Holt a pass to Moore. Moore across the timeline. Addison top of the key, backs it away. Lobs Hadley Holt, high post. Back out Stephenson in the right corner. Right back to Holt. Turns, fires off the window. Too strong. Bish took the rebound away from her. Oh, they called it on Hadley Holt. Okay, the whistle was quick, and Bish thought for a quick minute that it was on her. Hadley Holt first, and that's 5 on the team, so that'll be free throws here for Hitchcock Tulare. So a lot of things coming up Patriot here in the opening 8 minutes of this one. One, of course, namely being Iroquois Lake Preston not shooting particularly well. Heisinger are going to shoot a couple on the bonus here, try to get it back to more than a possession. Right now, 9-6 Patriots. Heisinger's first free throw is off the heel and no good. Heisinger 1-of-3 from the line. The team is 4 out of 7. Heisinger ready for another. Second free throw, no good. Offensive rebound, Gilbert, and the putback won't go. This time it's Stephenson. And the Sharks will bring it down for the final possession of the quarter. Possibility of a tie here, I guess, with a 3, but they turned it over, which they have done another. That's another thing they've done a lot of. Hookman going to fire a 3 at the buzzer. It does not go. And after a quarter, the Patriots lead. Hitchcock Tulare 9, Iroquois Lake Preston 6. We're back in a minute with the second quarter. 1 minute on KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey, Hitchcock Tulare, and Iroquois Lake Preston closing out the opening round of the Girls 281 Conference Tournament. So far, the tournament has gone to seed. Top seed Westington Springs beat number 8, 52-14 on your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard. James Valley Christian, the 4 seed, beat 5 seed Highmore Herald 53-32. And number 2, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, beat number 7, Wolsey Westington 50-35. Iroquois Lake Preston is the 3 seed. Hitchcock Tulare, the 6 seed, as the Patriots trying to play spoiler. They have led throughout the opening quarter. Right now, a 3-point advantage. Here's Schrader on the right wing. Patriots start the second quarter with the ball. Final 10 of the shot clock, inside to Heisinger, too hard off the glass, rebound Moore. Addison racing the other way, all the way into the basket against Schrader, and the shot just goes up over the backboard and out of bounds as they let Schrader and Moore play it out there. And
Schrader gets the best of it that time. 9-6 Patriots. Second quarter just underway. Hookman across the timeline. Cambry just right at the top of the key, trying to set up Schroeder or Huizinga in the post. And now the pass inside intended for Bixler is out of bounds. Bixler cutting the baseline, and the pass was thrown right underneath the basket. Bixler was already almost to the corner. I don't know if that was a miscommunication there or if the receiver ran the wrong route. 7:08 left in the first half here. 9-6 Patriots as Iroquois Lake Preston off to a kind of a slow start tonight. They've got just the one field goal and a couple free throws so far in the game. Here's Rebecca Bish, a long two. That one is no good. Rebound tipped by a couple of Sharks and into the hands of Hookman. And just kind of the way the first half is gone. Beautiful pass, Schrader to Bixler. Bixler was a little bit off kilter, couldn't get the finish. Rebound, Stephenson ahead to Moore. Moore to the other end, fouled by, I'm not sure, Hoffman was there, Huizinga was there, Schrader was there. The official says Cambry Hookman. Hookman's first team's third, well, first of the quarter here. So Addison Moore back to the line. She's 3-for-4 today. First free throw is no good. Moore ready for her second. That one is on the way, and that one is no good. Bixler going to chase down the rebound. Moore 3-of-6 from the line. It'll stay 9-6 Patriots with 6.5 to play in the first half. Lob inside, Huizinga behind the defense, shot up and over the rim, and then Stephenson can't handle the rebound, so it's out of bounds off the Sharks. Patriots catch a break, see if they can capitalize with 6:21 to play in the half. They lead 9-6 into Hookman, quick three, got it. Cambry Hookman from long range. Her first points of the night, and that'll make it 12-6 Patriots. Moore just left to the top of the key. Inside for Hadley Holt. Ball knocked away. Schrader has it. Schrader racing the other way with numbers. Holt slow to get back. Here's the ball knocked away. Schrader ends up with it. And then her and Moore kind of a little bit of a tussle there. The fans eliciting some oohs and ahs from the fans. Here is Bixler, Schrader, inside Huizinga. Huizinga working it up. Not strong enough off the window. Got her own rebound and put it up and in. 5 for Rebecca Huizinga. It's an 8-point Patriot lead. And are we going to get a timeout? Is that what they called? I think they had an equipment issue. And they're just going to have to call a timeout. 14-6, the Patriots lead the Sharks. We're back after a 30-second break. 30 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 5:32 to play in the second quarter, our fourth and final game of the opening round of the Girls 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. It has gone higher seed so far. Top-seeded Wessington Springs beat number 8 SBA. The 4 over the 5 in James Valley Christian over Highmore Herald. Number 2, Sanborn Central Woodstock beat Wolsey Wessington, the 7th seed. Hitchcock Tulare, though, upsets on their mind. They are the 6th seed, Iroquois Lake Preston number 3. And so far in this game, a whole lot of Patriot. 5.5 to play first half, 14-6, Hitchcock Tulare. Here's Fish, the inbounds, down in the corner. Shanoa Harris in for the first time, well, no, second time tonight. Harris's 3 is no good, rebounded by Schrader. Schrader over to Hookman, here come the Patriots. On the right wing, it's Arthur. Back to Hookman, top of the key. Hookman guarded by Bish. Pass inside to Arthur and a foul on the Sharks. Looks to be on Shanoa Harris. We'll wait for the official decision. That is the case. That's her first. Lob in for the Patriots to Hookman, top of the key. 5 minutes to play in the half, and the Patriots an 8-point lead. Ball knocked away from Gilbert, picked up by number 21, Kara Dubrow. Dubrow to Moore. Back outside. Here's Dubrow for three. That one no good. Offensive rebound. Holt. Put back. Won't go, but a foul will send her to the free throw line. And Gilbert not impressed with that call, and it wasn't even on her. It was on Schrader. Maybe that's why she was upset. She thought it was on her. Schrader's second is the team's second here in the second, and Adley Holt at the free throw line, and the first one hits the heel, pops straight up, hits the heel again, pops straight up, hits the iron, sits for a brief moment, and then falls in. Adley Holt's first point of the night, first point of the quarter here for the Sharks. Second free throw is up, and that one is in. And 14-8, the Hitchcock two-layer lead. Ball over to the left side. Knocked away from Emery Arthur, but Arthur going to find the handle. Here's Pixler. Handoff back to Arthur. Guarded by Moore. Right wing to Hookman. Hookman working off the Huizinga screen. Cross court for Pixler. Pixler left wing. Guarded by Harris. Top of the key, Hookman. Hookman working off the Huizinga screen. Steps back for three. No good, but an offensive rebound by Gilbert. Quick turnaround won't go. Another offensive board. Huizinga. Her putback won't go. This time, Stephenson the board. Ahead to Moore. Addison stepping through. High off the window. That one is good. Boy, and it looked like Moore was off balance and maybe in some trouble there, but recovered nicely and banks it in. 14-10, the Patriot lead down to four. Hookman on the right wing with the dribble to the top of the key. Stops the dribble off to Emery Arthur. Arthur left wing. Right side for Bixler. Bixler working off the Huizinga screen, and there's a foul, as I think Shanoa Harris might have drawn that as much as Huizinga committed it, but that also part of the game is Rebecca Huizinga whistled for her second. 14-10, Patriot lead is four, 3.5 to play first half. 14-10, the Patriots. As Addison Moore and the Sharks slowly crawling back into this one. Holt shot blocked out of bounds by Gilbert. It's got Tuller faithful loving the block out of bounds. Sharks do hold on to the basketball. It'll be Harris to bring it in. Her pass intended for Stephenson, and Huizinga knocks it out of bounds. Huizinga also knocked Stephenson onto her backside, and the Sharks fans wanted a call, but didn't get one. Pass to Bish. Free throw line jumper. Front iron. Hadley Holt tips the rebound up, but Hookman will haul it in. Patriots a 4-point lead. Schrader left of the free throw line, and again, the fans trying to get some calls going here. Here's Hookman for three. No good. Rebound tipped by Schrader on the baseline. Oh, she saved it in. Nice save. Arthur inside to Huizinga, and now Huizinga is going to get called for the offensive foul, right? Oh, a double dribble. But Huizinga put the shoulder into Harris, and again, Harris drew the charge as much as Huizinga committed it, but Huizinga got the last call on her. This time, no call, and turnover back to the Sharks. So 14-10, Hitchcock-Tulare, a 4-point lead, 3 minutes to play first half. Stephenson cross court, Moore open for three, got it. Addison Moore from downtown. A 1-point game, 14-13. Patriots up 1-2:40 left in the half as Iroquois Lake Preston starting to show a little life here in the second. Emery Arthur had her glasses knocked off, got that one fixed up. Here's Schrader, and did she travel? Oh, we got a timeout. 2:29 to play in the second quarter. 14-13, Patriot lead is one. We'll get a full timeout at 60 seconds. That's a one-minute timeout on KOKK.
A lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513, plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 2:29 to play in the first half of our 3-6 matchup. The six-seeded Hitchcock-Tulare Patriots have led throughout this basketball game. 14-13, their lead is one right now as the Sharks on a quick 6-0 run. No, 5-0 run. Hitchcock-Tulare, though, with the basketball. Schrader on the wing, right side, outside to Hookman. Coming off a timeout, they didn't have a new shot clock. Hookman a deep three, no good. Schrader the offensive rebound. Her pass tipped all over the place, and Hookman collects it near the timeline. Three Sharks there, nearly taking it away a couple of times. Emery Arthur, top of the key, right wing back to Schrader. Schrader the drive, and she is fouled, and will inbound here for the Patriots, and it'll be a foul on, I think it's on Shanoa Harris. Yeah, Harris whistled for her second. That'll be two on Iroquois Lake Preston here in the quarter. Inside of 2 minutes left in the first half. Patriots still leading. Oh, it's down to one. Here's Schrader for three. No good. Rebound tipped all the way out to the wing left side, and Moore will come away with it. Moore and Holt running with numbers. Moore right into Schrader. Schrader didn't have time to get set up, so she will pick up her third foul, and Addison Moore will go to the free throw line for the third time tonight. Moore with 8 points to lead all scorers in this one. And for Schrader, that's three, so Smith probably going to have to do something about that as Moore is no good on the first free throw. Schrader will check out in favor of Bixler. Gilbert in. Jocelyn Wagner on for Hitchcock-Tulare. Moore with another free throw and another miss. Moore is 3 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. She still does lead all scorers with 8 points, but that's just kind of indicative of these Shark woes here tonight. Had a tough opening quarter from the field. Stepped it up from the field here in the second, but not from the free throw line. Here's a steal. Addison Moore, free throw line jumper. That one is good. So Moore with 7 of their 9 points in the quarter, and Iroquois Lake Preston leads for the first time tonight. With 1:10 to play in the second, they lead 15-14. Here's Bixler on the wing. Right side working off the Wagner screen. Here's Wagner high post, back around Emery Arthur to Gilbert. Back to Arthur, left wing Hookman, three ball, no good. Rebound Hadley Holt. Holt ended up though on her knees, and you can't even slide around when you're on both your knees there with the ball, as that is the travel, and that'll be the call. So Iroquois Lake Preston will set up for defense. 52 seconds to play in the second, 15-14. Sharks by one. Here's a Gilbert two, blocked and out of bounds. Or I guess it wasn't blocked. Sure looked blocked, but it's out of bounds off Hitchcock-Tulare, so the Sharks will inbound. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Sharks 15, Patriots 14. Here's Holt, cross court back to Moore. Moore deep three, no good. Holt has the offensive board. They'll get another look. Moore, the runner, off the window. That one's good. Moore has 9 of their 11 points here in the second, and the Sharks have come back. They lead 17-14. They trailed 14-8 on a 9-0 run since. Here's Hookman for 3, no good. Rebound Emory Arthur, and the Patriots will hold on to it. 10 seconds to play in the half. Here's Hookman on the wing. Steps back, steps in. Long 2, airmail, and out of bounds. So 3.6 to play in the first half. The Sharks are going to get, well, that much time. We'll see if they elect to even try a shot. Moore will take the inbounds, and yep, she's going to shoot the deep one from midcourt. Is no good. And that's it for the first half. Iroquois Lake Preston does complete the comeback. They trailed 14-8 with about 5 minutes to play in the first half, then went on a 9-0 run at the half. Sharks 17, Patriots 14. We'll send it back to the studios for a 2-minute timeout. Halftime in 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron.